Okay, so last time we learned, we focused on the shear of a kesem, how large it is, and effectively whether it's a halacha of a tliya, right, that we're attributing the kesem to a macholes, or whether it's just an absolute shear. And one of the issues, if you'll open Rabbi Sabalovsky's book on Hilchos Nida, and one of the issues that might be totally in this hakira as to whether it's a shear or a or a tliya is the question of a kesem that's found on the guf. In other words, most often kesemim are found on a woman's clothing, but if you find a kesem on the guf, so there's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid in Perek Tes of Misurei Bia Halachavav. The Rambam says that there is no shear at all that's given in the kesem that's found on the guf. The only time that we discuss a shear is a kesem on begadim, but on the guf there is no shear at all. A kol shehu is going to be tameh. The Ravid, as we like to say, he jumps up and down and spits wood and nickels and says, "Hey, what are you talking about?" Or something. Yeah. No idea. I mean, but you're the first person ever asked me that question. I have no idea. I don't know where it comes from. That's a very important expression because obviously people remember it. But the Ravid asks on the Rambam, "Rambam, you're against the Gemara and it doesn't make any sense. Like, there's no Svara to be Mechalik." And for the Ravid, the halacha is that the sheer kesem on the guf is the same as the sheer kesem on her begadim. This is two opinions in Shulchan Aruch and Se'if Vav. Right, the Mechaber tells us that the shear is bein bekesem hanimtza al besara. Right, v'yesh omrim, he quotes the Rambam, the kesem hanimtza al besara ein lo shear, which means that a koshahu is going to be tamei. How we paskin in this question is a machlokes between the shach and the bach in the shach sifkat in yud. He quotes that the bach paskins that there is a shear, and we'll talk about that more, but the shach himself is inclined to paskin that there's no shear. And then the subsequent poskim, the later poskim, although most poskim, if you look in the Pischei Tshuva and Sifkatin Yud Gimel, most poskim reject the shach lahalacha, and most poskim follow the mechaber that there is a shear on the guf. Nevertheless, the Aruch HaShulchan in Se'ifim Chavches, Chavtes, and Lamed, the Aruch HaShulchan basically develops an idea that the shear is only formulated on the begadim, not on the guf at all. The Aruch HaShulchan's raya is a fairly pashat raya. The Mishnah begins on Nun Zayinu Beis of Haroa Kesem al Besara. Then the Mishnah has Ra'asa al-Chaluka. After Ra'asa al-Chaluka, so then the Mishnah says V'tola b'chol mashiachol litlois. Right? And etc. Then we have the case of Macholas. Now, says the Aruch HaShulchan, just from the sequence of events in the Mishnayis, you get the impression that a kesem al-Chaluka is when there is Taliya. But kesem al gufa, there's no tliya. That's the Aruch HaShulchan's point. Moreover, zok the Aruch HaShulchan, hateinach a kesem on her begadim, you could take it and show it to the rabbi. But a kesem al gufa, so you're not going to take it and show it to the rabbi. And then he says, well, maybe a woman's going to paskin, right? Oh my gosh. And the Aruch HaShulchan's like a line like, wah! That can't be, like, it's very interesting. Aruch HaShulchan, right over here in Simen Kuf Tzadi Sif, I think that one's in Chavtes. Like, he has Chavches, Chavtes, and Lamed. I think that line is found in Chavtes. Lamais, I think what poskim do when you have a kesem al besara is you actually tell the woman to measure it, and you tell the woman to also dab it with a cloth and show it to the rabbi so that the rabbi can identify the color of it. And we'll know the size, and based on that, it will try to come up with a psak lahalacha. This issue does not come up that often. I've only had the shayla one time, but it can come up, and we'll be discussing it now. Yossi? Now, so far we have the two basic shitos, which is Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Vav. However, Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Ches talks about that if you do not have the kesem in one place, if you have many different little dots, so when it comes to So there is a discussion as to whether we are mitzarif these many dots to become the shira of a gris. The first opinion of the Mechaber is that Al-Gufa and Besara is the same thing, that in both cases we are not mitzarif them. If they are clearly distinct dots, we are not going to combine them from the shear of a gris. V'yesh Omrim, that if it's Nimtzu Al-Besara, so mitzarif in the kigris v'oid, that's the second day in the Mechaber. The Bach is inclined to paskin like that day ala halacha, meaning to say that even though there is a shear for a kesem al besara, but unlike a kesem al gufa, where we are not mitzarif, a kesem al besara we are mitzarif. Josh, had a comment?
Why wouldn't this happen often?
So I think honestly the reason is because women today wear tight fitting underpants, and the ksamen just don't end up al gufa. Now, what about if you have a... Fine. Okay, we'll talk about that other detail in a few minutes. Now, let's try to take this apart. Let's try to take this apart briefly through the eyes of the Gemara and the Rishonim. A lot of this, of course, is based on what it says in the Megillah Sefer, of course, because he's just very organized and he's our friend. But the first of all, there's machlokes between Tosfos and the Rashba as to if you hold that there is a distinction between Kesem al-Gufa and Kesem al-Basara, which Lamaisa we seem to hold, but the question is, do you hold it in the Shach's way or you hold it in the Bach's way? But if you hold there is such a distinction, why is that distinction there? Is that distinction just based on Mitzius? Or do I assume that distinction is based on halachic reasoning? Taisus on Nun Zayin Amid Beis, discussing the case of a woman who's Avra B'shuk Shel Tabachim, and then she finds Ksamim Lamata Mehachagor. So Zak the Gemara, if it's al besara, we assume it's vaday megufa a'asa, that if the kesem is found on her basar, we know for sure it came megufa. So fractisis, I don't understand. The Gemara later on says that if a woman is over b'shuk shel tabachim and she's wearing like three different garments, so even if it ends up on the lowest garment, we assume it came me'alma. So how come when it ends up al besara, we don't assume it came a alma? That's Taisus's kasha. So Zak Taisus, that it's a distinction based on Mitzias. Taisus says, you know what? When you wear three different garments, sometimes you take off your jacket, but you're still dressed. But it won't end up al-Basra because you won't get undressed. In other words, according to Taisus, fundamentally, there's no difference between the Kesem al-Gufa and the Kesem al-Basra. There's no difference between them. It's just a mitzias distinction. A kesem al-basara is much less likely to happen because women don't get undressed, and therefore, if it would be basar from the, if it would be dam, excuse me, from the shuk shel tabachim, it wouldn't end up al-basara because she won't get undressed in public. That's Taisus. Taisus, later on, and then Chesam and Aleph also, if you read the Tosfos carefully, we'll talk about that Tosfos in a few minutes, also sounds like the distinction between Besara and Gufa is what I would say is not fundamental. The Rashba, however, in his Chedushim, in a few different places, right, but it starts there on Nun Zayin Amid Beis, the Rashba says he thinks that there is a fundamental difference. If you have the kesem al gufa, zok the Rashba, so then we're going to apply a principle in halacha of kan nimtza kan haya, meaning to say that there's a chazaka that she is tameya because the dam is found on her body. The dam, therefore, presumably came from her body. Most dam that comes from a woman's body is dam nida, therefore she's tameya kan nimtza kan haya. The Rashba is using halachic reasoning, I would say. Right? It's not just, do you pull up, right? Do you take off the jacket, do you take off the shirt? The Rashba is saying much more. He's saying, I found the kesem al-gufa, so she's got to be tameya. Why? Kan nimtza kan haya, there's a chazaka that she is tameya. Now, this issue This issue actually is relevant for an understanding of the Rambam as well. And let me explain. Remember, the Rambam is the second daya in the Mechaber and Se'if Vav, the daya that says that even a kol shehu that's found al gufa is tameya, right? That's the sheet of the Rambam. Stam v'yesh omrim, presumably we paskin like the Stam, so that's why the Pashtus in the Mechaber is that we don't paskin like the Rambam, but the Shach has a raya from the Gemara that we'll talk about. But the fact is, the Rambam says that al gufa kol shehu is tamei. Why? Why is kol shehu al gufa tamei? So the Beis Yosef seems to have two different rationales here. And you could look in the Rush and Simon Beis and the Divrei Chamudos on the bottom of the Rush and compare it to Taisvis, and you'll see some of this also. But let's just try to explain what the two possibilities are. One possibility is what the Hagos Maimoni writes on the bottom of that Rambam, that Gufa is Baduk Eitzo Macholas. Meaning to say, what do you want to do? You want to say that a tiny kesem is tahar. Why? Because it was a macholas, it's not damnida? Well, macholas is don't end up on your body. Now, that's what Hagos Maimoni seems to say. This is a little bit difficult. The Gemara tells us on Daf Yud Daled that only the oso makom is baduk eitzo macholas, but on the rest of the body, there could be a macholas. But presumably, I think what the Hagos Maimoni is getting at, and if you look in the Chavis Das, in Sivkotin Chof Beis, the Chavis Das says this clearly. I think what Hagos Maimoni is getting at is that Tliya B'macholos is fundamentally a Tliya. It's a likelihood. So you're saying that, oh, we'll attribute this stain to a Macholos. But you can only make an attribution if it's somewhat likely. If it's extremely highly, considerably, depending on which English word you want to use, unlikely, saying you can't be told about macholas. So if it's al gufa, right, what are the odds? It's a macholas. It's not that the Hagos Maimoni is saying it's mamsh badoke to macholas. No, only the oso makom is badoke to macholas. Only the oso makom definitely does not have a cholas. But al gufa, macholas is highly unlikely. And macholas is highly unlikely, so I can't make a tliya. Right? Assuming, like we spoke about last time we learned, that macholas is mamish a tliya, so I think we can say that distinction within the Hagos Maimoni. The other mahalach, though, that we could say is straight up Rashba, no? Remember, the Gemara has a lashon of kesem al gufa, sofek tomei, sofek tahar is tomei. So kesem al chaluka, sofek tomei, sofek tahar is tahar. Right? The Gemara has that lashon. The Gemara is that stein that we're talking about, a case of Avraham B'Shuk Charles Habachim, whatever it is. But the fact is, the Gemara says there's a difference between a sofek, a kesem on the gufa and on basara. Why is that difference there? Why is there a distinction? Maybe the pshat is the Rashba. Kan nimtza, kan hoya. Maybe it's a real halachic distinction. No? So these are two mahalchim that we could suggest within the Rambam. And if you look in the Beis Yosef, he gives both. Actually, if you look in the Hagos Maimoni, he also gives both. There might be a missing word va'od in the Hagos Maimoni. It sounds like he's saying only one thing, but he's really saying two. You know what I'm talking about. It's like one of those Hagos Maimonis. Okay, now, this issue of Kesem al Gufa is really very dependent on reading four short lines of Gemara, Nun Chasamar Aleph. And there are three Mahalchim and Rishonim how to learn this Gemara, and this will take us to the Pshat in the Shach. So let's go. Zek the Gemara. Boy Reb Yirmiya, Kishir Mahu. Right? Kishir means that you find the dam in a sort of circle. Kishura Mahu, you find it in the line. Tipin Tipin Mahu. L'reichav Yirecha Mahu. Right? These are the Sveikas in the Gemara. Toshma. The Gemara wants to be poshate that we see Al-Basara. Safek Tomei, Safek Tahar is Tomei. Al-Basara. My love, Ki Hagav. No, what's the case of Al-Basara? Is it not this type of situation, that what? That it's tipin tipin. Right? In other words, the Gemara says, Shiloh, what's the din of tipin tipin? If you have little drops, presumably al gufa. Zakti Gemara, Tashma, that al basara is tome. isn't it a case of tipin tipin? Zaken lo doma de aved kiritsua. Maybe the case is not that it's tipin tipin. Maybe the case is that it's a ritsua, it's just a straight line. Ad kan divrei ha-gemara. Now you can ask, what's so difficult about the gemara? Such a simple gemara. What could be the problem? So there are three deos in Rishonim as to how one should learn this gemara. Three mahalchim in Rishonim. One mahalach in Rishonim is what Tosfos seems to say. Tosfos seems to say that the shaila of tipin tipin is a shaila related to tziruf. Do all of the different dots combine? Answers the Gemara. The case is that it's not tipin tipin. The case is it's kiritsua. Each dot on its own is pachais mikashir. The shaila is, do the dots all combine? Says the Gemara, no, it's not dots, right? We're changing the mitzvahs, it's abi kiritsua. That seems to be what Tosfos says. Rashba goes the other direction. Zuck the Rashba, the case is that each dot is much larger than the shir kesem. What's our shaila? Our shaila is, according to the Rashba, that it's in an unusual sort of way. You see, if dam would be coming migufa, presumably it would be in one place. The fact that I have big globules of dam here and here and there seems to indicate that it's something weird, that it's not dam migufa. So you have a shaila, right? Maybe it's weird, and maybe it's not going to be tame for that reason. Now, let's just break for a second. The Gemara has a few shailas. Kishir mahu, kishura mahu, tipin tipin mahu. Right? A bunch of different shailas. According to the Rashba, all the shailas are basically b'chada machta. All the shailas are saying, you know what, this dam is a little bit weird. Kishir mahu, you have a perfect circle. Tell me, is that what dam is? Dam isn't a perfect circle. My 5-year-old daughter always says that her face is a perfect circle, and no one else has a face that's a perfect circle like hers. It's actually not a perfect circle. Most of us have chins, no? Like it's sort of... some people have more than one chin, even. But the fact is that certain things just don't happen. So the shaila of kishir mahu and kishur mahu is, yeah, I understand this is dam that's found on her goof, and presumably the dam that's found on the goof should be tame. Aber... this is weird. The shape is unusual. Kishir, kishura. Tipin, tipin is also an unusual shape according to the Rashba. So all the shailas are the same. No? That's what the Rashba says. Now, by the way, according to the Rashba, the Gemara is a little bit shver, I think. Because the Gemara says, Toshma, you find dam al gufa. No? My lav kahai gavna. Isn't it the case you find tipin, tipin and big globules? I wouldn't say it like that. If I would read a brisa that says I find dam al basura and it's tame, I'd say it doesn't mean big globules, it means little globules, little drops. No, it's normal to have little drops of dam on you. It's not normal to have big globules in different places. So the dichoy of the Gemara is a little bit difficult, but according to the Rashba, l'chol hapachos, the seder of the Gemara, the fact that we have three shailas or four shailas, they're all asking the same question. According to Tosfos, the shailas are really asking something very different. No? Kishir mahu, kishir mahu, we're asking a shaila of, well, what's the halacha? Right? It's weird. It doesn't appear like it came migufa. Okay. Next shaila, tipin tipin mahu. Tipin tipin, Tosfos says, we're talking about a case that the tipin tipin are all over the body, which is the way it should be. And we're just asking a shaila about tziruf. So it's not connected to the other shailas. So according to Tosfos, the Gemara is a little, right? It's like red, you have to read it with a scalpel, right? Kishir, kishura is one type of shaila. Tipin, tipin is a different type of shaila. That's what emerges according to Tosfos. Okay, so Zayin. Rambam. How would the Rambam learn the Gemara? Rambam holds that a kesem, that is pachais mikishir, is going to be tamei al gufa no matter what. So what's the shaila of kashir mahu? Kashir mahu, or for our purposes, tipin tipin mahu. What's that shaila of tipin tipin mahu according to the Rambam? Right? If any kosher who is tame, so what's the Gemara asking about tipin tipin mahu? So the Rambam has to learn like the Rashba, but not exactly like the Rashba, no? Meaning, like the Rashba says, the shadow of Tipin Tipin is that it's weird, it's a weird type of configuration, but not like the Rashba, because unlike the Rashba says that each splotch is Yosir Mikashir, for the Rambam, each splotch is Pachis Mikashir, but Afilu Hachi, usually if I have one drop of Dam Al Gufa, she's Tameya. But in this case, it's a weird configuration. Maybe in this case, she's going to be Tahora. That is what the Rashba says. That is, excuse me, what the Rambam would say. So far, so good? So Gemara has a Havamina, Tipin Tipin, my love, that the case is Kahai Gavning, should be Tomei. Zakhti Gemara, no, the Ovid Kiritsua. Now we're ready to learn the Shach. By the way, I broke my head on the Shach today. I really thought I understood it, like a few years ago. And then today I started to learn the Shach again, and I wasn't sure I got it, I think. I hope I got it by now, right? The Shach, remember, Paskin's like the Rambam, right? Pashtus and Shulchan Aruch is your Paskin that there is a Shear. Shapas like the Rambam, there's no Shear. Why? Zuck the Shach, the reason I Paskin like the Rambam is because the Gemara is like the Rambam. FYI, the way the Shach learns is that you bring Rayas from Gemaras to prove Machloikasim and Rishonim. That is exactly the same as the way another great scholar who lived in the town of Vilna learned, the Vilna Gaon, no? The Shach's Derech Halim is the same as the Grub, but the Shach and Morbikias. That's basically, and by the way, if you read the Grub, Ois Tes Zayin, the Grub sets it up exactly the way we set it up. The three Shitas have Rishonim. And then, Zuck the Shach, and the Gra also hints at that, that the Gemara is mashma like the Rambam. Why? Because the Gemara is Doche. The Gemara says, no, the case is Da'ovid Kiritsua. And therefore what? And therefore it's not Tipin Tipin, right? So far, so good. Now, one second. Zuck the Shach, if you open the Gemara, though, the Gemara is trying to, for Enfer to Braisa, that's distinguishing between Kesem al-Gufa and Kesem al-Bigda, no? And the Gemara says, the only reason, right, this case is that it's al-Bisara, or it's al-Gufa, and that's why you're Tameh. And the case is the Ovid Kiritsua. Behold it! If it's Ovid Kiritsua, wouldn't it be Tameh if it's on Chaluka also? Meaning to say, Zuck the Shach, if the Pshat in the Gemara is like Tosfos is saying that we have a Shaila of Tipin Tipin, and a Shaila is L'inyan Siruf, do they combine? So Zuck the Gemara, you know what? Don't bring me a Raya from Tipin Tipin, because the case of, right, the case of Suffolk Al-Bisara, Safek Tomei, Safek Tahar is Tomei. That case is Ovid Kiritsua. Right? Meaning it's not Tipin Tipin, it's Ovid Kiritsua, and that's why it combines. That's why you're Tomei. But hold it! Frek the Shach, if it's Ovid Kiritsua, wouldn't it be Mitztareif even by Bigda? Right? Our Gemara is trying to distinguish between Bisara and Bigda. I should probably remind guys to bring Gemaras to the Chaburas, because sometimes it will make it a little easier. But listen to the Gemara. The Gemara says, right, we have a Shaila, Tipin Tipin. Zuck the Gemara, I'll prove the Shaila from a Braisa. What does the Braisa say? The Braisa says, Al-Basara, Safek Tomei, Safek Tar is Tomei. And we're distinguishing between Al-Basara and Al-Bigda. Okay, and it proves that Tipin Tipin is Tomei. That's what the Gemara says in the Havamina. The Zakhti Gemara, no, I'll be Doche. We're talking about the Ovid Kiritsua. The Ovid Kiritsua, right? If it's Ovid Kiritsua, why would it be Tahar al Chaluka? Why is it Tahar on Bigda? If it's Ovid Kiritsua, it's for sure Mitztareif, even on the Beged. Right? So Zakhti Shach, oh, about them, you see from the Gemara, you know what? That Tosfos can't be pshat in the Gemara. The pshat in the Gemara can't be out tziruf. The pshat in the Gemara has to be, like the Rambam says, that what? Like the Rambam says, that the suffix of tipin is because it's weird. Okay, suffix of tipin is because it's weird. And then what's the Gemara's answer? The Gemara comes and the Gemara says, we're not talking about tipin, we're talking about al, talking about Ovid Kiritsua, and therefore what? Ritsua is not Mishuna. So shouldn't it be Tamei even by Bigda? Elamai, no. Elamai, there are cases that there's no shear at all. And according to the Rambam, al-Bigda is Tahar when there's no shear, and al-Basara is Tamei. And that's precisely the Gemara's answer. There's the Shaila is, isn't it that it's Mishunah? The answer is no. The case is that it's not Mishunah, but still Pachos Mikashir. That's the way the Shach learns the Gemara, and he says, based on this, the Gemara is a Raya to the Rambam. Was this... Yeah, Eliran?
Does that mean the Rambam ignores the Gemara on Yom Zayin Abayis?
That the Rambam is...
Ignoring the...
So Zapta Dago Me Revava! Zapta Dago Me Revava! 1 second! The Gemara in Zayin Abayis told me that the case when we're making the distinction between Bigda and Basara is of Rabbi Shukshal Tabachem, and you find it Lamata Mehachagar. No? So Dago Me Revava knocks off the Shach from the other Gemara. The Shach al Karchacha's understanding that we have this Braisa, and the Nun Zayin Amun Beis we Zetzera in one way, and the Nun Chasam and Aleph, maybe we have a different Mahalach. Right? Because if it would be talking about Over B'Shuk Shal Tabachim, the Gemara never would have asked any Shaila at all. Right? That's what the Shach says. But so far, I think the Shach is Gevaldik. But there's one word in the Shach that's very difficult, no? The Shach writes, after this Mahalach, he says that the Gemara is like the Rambam, and he writes, V'chein Kasu HaTaisis. Now I'm out of business. What are you talking about? Taisis! Taisis says Tziruf, no? Well, how's the Shach learning Taisis? So, the Aruch Lener comes, right? The Aruch Lener, according to tradition, the Aruch Lener is of Yaakov Ettlinger, who is the Rav in Nahu. According to tradition, he gave Smicha to Rabbiner Samson Raphael Hirsch, no? But the historians will tell you that no one ever saw Rabbiner Hirsch as Smicha, and Ken said that Rabbiner Hirsch didn't have Smicha. That's what, there's a professor Stanislavski now in Columbia, he's like very into this. If you write a paper for him, years ago I dated a girl who was taking his class, and like she knows, she wrote a paper about Rav Hirsch, and she failed because she called him Rabbi Hirsch, and Stanislavski, the guy is pedantic, whatever. But so some of the scholars argue, if you say this over in the Boris Kehillah, they'll kick you out. Don't say this, and certainly don't quote me, please. But Zakna Aruch Lener, that you know what? Maybe Taisvis is going like the Rush. Now, he makes this point just as a matter, I would say, of history of Halacha. Tosis and the Rush should learn the same. No? They're from the same base medrash, the base medrash of the Baalei Taisvis should be the same. And he points out, Zakna Aruch Lener, that if you read the Rush, and the Rush is Perek, Ches, Simen Beis, the Rush's Lushan is, Hada aminan b'shili pirkin tipin tipin emit starfin haynu al habeged de ikalis buke v'chol tipa v'tipa b'dam macholas aval al besara lo talinon b'dam macholas. Wow. End. Zuck the Rush that al bigda, so we could assume that every drop can be attributed to a dam macholas. But al-Bisara, we can't attribute it to Dam Macholas at all. That sounds very much like that Gos Maimini. That al-Bisara, Macholases don't hang out on your basar. Point one. Tosfos does not really say this, the Divrei Chamudas note. Tosfos says we're talking about Tziruf, no? But the Rush, who presumably is the same as Tosfos, even though one could argue that they're slightly different, the Aruch Hanayeh says they're the same, and therefore Zok the Aruch Hanayeh, whoa, once the Rush is saying that Al Bisara, Lechol Espuki B'dam Macholas Klal, that means that what? There's no Macholas at all, Al Bisara. That Al Karchacha forces me to the position of the Rambam that even a kosher is going to be tummy. Tosfos, the way we have it, is not really saying that. At this point, you know, everyone and their uncle argues on the Shach. The Shach puts Tosfos together. The Rambam says the Sidrei Taris of Kutin Yud Beis is the Taurus Hashlomos of Kutin Tes, says the, I don't know, Dog Omer Vav on the side of the page. Everyone says, why are you putting Tosfos together with the Rambam? Zok the Aruch Hanayeh, you know what? Tosfos, what the Shach really meant to say is that the Rush is like the Rambam. That's really what the Shach meant to say. Tosfos may be exactly the same, maybe it's a little bit different, but the fact is the Rush is saying that Al Gufa Leko L'Spuke B'dam Macholas. Now, Tosfos, the way we have it, says that, you know what, one little drop, Al Gufa, we can attribute to Macholas. But Al Gufa Leko L'Spuke B'dam Macholas, Tosfos would say, applies to many. Meaning to say like this, usually, if it's a kesem, al bigda, I could say there are many different macholases. But if it's al gufa, maybe there's going to be one macholas there. But what's the likelihood that there's going to be 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7? That's highly unlikely, al gufa. Right? So basically, the point that we made before within the Hagos Maimoni, right, do I assume that al gufa, there's zero macholases at all? That just like the Gemara says by Oisei Mokum, that's Baduk Eitz Macholas. Maybe Ko Gufa's Baduk. The Rush takes that approach. There's not going to be any Macholas as Al Gufa. Tosfos might be saying, according to the way we have the Tosfos, that there's no, that the issue is Tziruf. Meaning to say, one Macholas Avada you could have, but many that you're not going to have. That's the way I think I could put the Sugya together, based on this. Yeah. Divrei Chamud is based on the Aruch Hanayeh. There is just like to move very quickly, the Chavistas and Rebbe Kiva Eger and Sifkot and Vav of the Chavistas have a bit of a machlokes. The Chavistas time is that according to the Rambam, that a kosher who Agufa is Tameh, even if you find a Kesem that's both Agufa and on Bigda, it's going to be Tameh. Rebbe Kiva Eger said, what are you talking about? It's often against the Rambam. Paraktes Halacha Chaf Gimel, the Rambam says that if you have a gufa and on bigda at the same time, that you are that you do give a full shear. Right? That's what Rebbe Kiva Eger points out. Now, what's the pshat in the Chavistas, though? So, the Chavistas is against the Rambam. I don't know how to be miyash of that. But the lumdus of the Chavistas, I think, is based on the Rashba. And the Chavistas himself, says the Rashba. Meaning to say, if you want to tell me that the reason why you're metame, a koshahu, al gufa, is because kan nimtz, kan hoya. If it's a chazaka, so that chazaka is enough reason to be metame, even if some of it ends up al bigda. But if the reason that you want to be metame al bigda is you want to be metame, excuse me, al gufa is because there's no tliya b'macholas al gufa, so then I have to don in the following cases. You know, the Gemara has cases. Let's say a woman technically, if I have dam above the chagura, we assume it comes me'alma. Dam beneath the chagura comes migufa. Right? Let's say I have both. So Zok the Gemara, I can attribute, if I have a huge splash of blood on the top, I can attribute that what I have on the bottom comes from the top. Right? That's what the Gemara says. So once we're working within rules of Tlios, so I could say, oh, if it's both Al Gufa and Al Bigda, since I'm bringing Tlios the part that's Al Bigda, so the Tlios will carry over for the part Al Gufa as well, if I'm within the rule of Tlius. But if I'm working within the Rashba, that it's based on the Chazak of Kan Nimtza, Kan Haya, then it should be Tamei. That's, I think, what emerges. What do we do in the halacha about kesem sha'al gufa, which again doesn't come up very much? So most achrayim, we said, Rav Moshe Feinstein passes away beferish chelak daled of yareya siming yud zayin os zayin besofo. Moshe Paskins beferish nitvi the shach, meaning that there is a shear, but we do combine all of the stains to the shear. When it's al gufa, we pass from like the bach, not like the shach. But are there any differences? Are there any differences? So comes along the Shevet HaLevi and the Lechem V'Simla. The Shevet HaLevi quotes the Lechem V'Simla, that there is a difference. The difference is that when you have a kesem al bigda, so we use a shear of a gris, that is, let's say, the mi'ot tzedakah shear of a gris, which we cheshbened out to be 19 to 20 millimeters, which is around the size of a U.S. penny, no? But a kesem al Bisara, so we're going to use a smaller shear. Now, how small is the smaller shear that I use? There seems to be machlokes hapayiskim. If you look in the Shevet HaLevi, and then the Sifhei, he thinks that you should use the Urayim shear. The Urayim shear is the shear of the Macholas Hanimtza Bizmanenu, which is, what? We said 5 millimeters. That's tiny. If you look in the Sefer Mishmeres HaTahara, he quotes, he has a whole cheshbon over there, notes 3, 4, and 5, that the Urayim shear is completely rejected, the Urayim is against all the Rishonim, the Urayim is saying, we just don't know how large a gris is, but today we do know, like the Rishonim argue, etc. Point 1. Point 2, he says, though, that there is a machlokes about the shear of a gris. Do I use the shear of a gris the way we were saying from the Ravid, that the larger bean that you could find, which he makes a whole cheshbin, is the mi'ot tzedakah shear of 20 millimeters, even though we were entertaining that might be much larger, because you could use fava beans or whatever and like have like a bean the size of a horse. But the fact is, let's assume that the mi'ot tzedakah shear is the shear that's based on the beans that we have today. Alternatively, if you want to base it on the shear of the beans that they used to have, the way the Rambam says it, the cheshbon based on the Cyrus and the Adoshim, whatever he gives, the first opinion in Shulchan Aruch, so then he says he made this cheshbon many different times, and you ended up with a shear of approximately 12 millimeters. Okay, so the difference between 20 and 12. So basically, there is the Shevet HaLevi Tainas, that you have a Kesem al Besara, you should use a Urayim shear, which is around 5 millimeters. The Mishmeres HaTaras says a Kesem al Besara, you should use a smaller shear of a gris, which is around 12 millimeters, not around 20 millimeters. That would be the difference between the size of a dime and the size of a penny. So I think that halacha l'maisa, when you get a shayla of a kesem al besara, which will probably not happen, but if it does happen, so then you should be mishayer with the shear of a dime, no? In other words, you don't want to be so makol, even though we're not going to paskin like the Rambam, but the Rambam is a major shita, the Shach paskin like the Rambam. So to balance everything out, l'maisa, one could argue, now especially this is true, just one last ta'ara, the Rush has a deya that we paskin l'hachmir on this shayla of ksamim. I would say that shayla of ksamim, suffix rabbanon l'hakel, end of conversation. That's what you wanted to ask? So look in the Rush in Siman Beis. Right? Ikka da'ami b'ksam l'haka v'ikka da'ami l'chumra.
Ksam in general, the Rush?
Since the Gemara attempted to be poishet l'hachmir, and the Gemara is just doche, so we should...
By ksam in general or by this case?
These ksamim of al-gufa. Right? So again, the Rush in Siman Beis, if I'm reading it correctly, does say that, then... Okay, so once again, I thank you for listening. We're spending time on ksamim. Now, we have to have a vote next time we learn. Do we want to go slowly through Hilchos Nida, or more slowly, I should say, and do more of these somewhat relevant but less relevant topics, or do we only want to hit highlights? If we only want to hit highlights, we'll be done by Pesach, and after Pesach, we'll do Avelos. If we want to go more slowly, more carefully, so then we'll also talk about things like this, which are less relevant, but we will do Nida all year. Next time we learn, we'll take a vote. I'm entitled to 16 votes on that. Okay.